Understanding Sin, written by Z. Charnel, 1992. There is no greater sin than desire, no greater curse than discontent, no greater misfortune than wanting something for oneself. Written by Lao Tzu in the Tao Te Ching. Here, Lao Tzu means that desire furnishes the highly defined, separated, isolated, and alienated self. This contrasts with need, which relates to function, especially function derived from a larger scheme, service to life, and one's source of being, the Tao, the flow, which is life. Hawaiian Huna teaches there is only one sin, to hurt another self. In order to understand this teaching of Huna, it is important to know what hurt means. It is also important to know what self means. Huna includes the body self, the unihipili, as a self which can be hurt. The three selves constitute the structure of our consciousness here at this time. Huna uses the Hawaiian term unihipili to refer to the body self, the lower self for some. Huna uses the term uhane to refer to the physical self, the focus personality. Aumakua refers to the overself, the thoroughly trustworthy parent self, which is both male and female. Because of the functions of the body self, even confusion, overdemand, or neglect can be a source of hurt. Confusion can arise from the discontinuity in what we say to ourselves, our body consciousness, about why we do what we do, what we say to others about why we do what we do, and why we really do what we do, which may involve forces from times remote to the present and beyond our awareness of our explanations. We may seldom really know why we do what we do, but we often fail to restrain ourselves from judging ourselves and perhaps condemning ourselves, leading to confusion and a sense of guilt. Compulsive or driven behavior indicates an overdemand instruction to the body consciousness, the unihipili, from the physical consciousness, the middle self, or the uhane. Edgar Cayce said, "Self is the only sin." By this, it is meant the closed off, the highly defined, the separated, the isolated or alienated self. This is the self which is the only sin. To sustain the closure, to sustain the definition, the separation, the isolation, the alienation, is sin. So here are three definitions of sin. These three definitions can be reconciled. The three statements about sin can be shown to refer to the same state, the same condition, the same attitude, or the same pattern of behavior. The more you keep track of who and what you are, and who you aren't, what you are, and what you aren't, what you do, and what you don't do, the less you are and the less you do. This is because of the energy and the effort spent defining the boundary of self and thereby diminishing the flow to and from the defined and bounded self. So we seek to dissolve the boundary of the defined self. We seek an edgeless self. We do not own ourselves. We do not belong to ourselves. We do not own our health, our strength, our energy, even our thoughts. We are part of creation. We are creators being created. We need to submerge the self in the greater scheme. We need to function to participate in the larger scheme. We need to be accountable to the rule or the reign, the kingdom of heaven within. We need to let all we are be in service to all that is, God. To be moral is to live your life in acknowledgement of others, heeding even the abiotic universe in even our thoughts, the image within our minds, not just our behavior.